Andy, why don't you start the voting?
Aye.
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 All right, that motion carries. Thanks, congratulations. Item four, Rocky Mountain Power is requesting, Rocky Mountain Power is requesting a conditional use permit to rebuild the existing Judge transmission line and install a wildfire standard transmission line, which is in alignment with Utah Code ANN 54-24-201. The proposal will include new poles to be above 55 feet with a pole for pole replacement within the existing alignment. The portion in Midway is approximately 2.5 miles in length and will follow the existing transmission line. And the applicant is not here, correct?
Yeah, they're not here today.
Okay, but we'll go ahead and go through this so we're familiar with the issues and see what questions we have. And we can go ahead and, you know, make a motion of whatever nature, even without them here. But so we'll let Michael walk us through it.
Okay. Yeah, I met with representatives of Rocky Mountain Power several times. The last time was about 3 months ago, and we decided on when this item was going to go before the Planning Commission. And I'm fairly certain it was July, but it might have been August if they're not here today. I'm sure they would be here. But let's go through this, and again, as our chairman said, you could either make a recommendation of approval, denial, or continuance. So we'll have to see how the Planning Commission feels about this. So this is a conditional use permit per our code, and we did adopt a code, probably about 3 or 4 years ago that covered transmission lines specifically. We've got three transmission lines that run through Midway. The first one is well known. It's on Stanhope 970 South, Stringtown Road, and Wards Lane, and that one was rebuilt not too long ago. We've got another one that crosses on 500 South, directly from the substation by the cemetery, straight across Midway all the way to the east, heading over to the substation by the sewer treatment plant. And then we've got this other line that crosses into Midway. It's in and out of Midway through a couple of places. And it's called the Judge Line, and it runs from the Midway substation directly north to the Judge substation over the pass down into Park City.
So does it terminate or begin at the substation, or does it come up from Provo to the substation?
Yeah, so there's a line that comes up from Provo. It's not called the Judge Line.
Yeah.
But yeah, our power up until we got the second point to connect up by Jordanelle was pretty much up Provo Canyon to the Midway substation.
Okay, but this only covers the portion from the substation north, not anything south.
That's correct. Yeah, that is correct. And so the Judge Line rebuild, this request is for a conditional use permit by Rocky Mountain Power to rebuild its existing 46 kV transmission line with a 138 kV framing and steel structures. They're not proposing to increase the kV at all. It would remain at 46 kV, but it's built to a higher standard. And with my discussions with them, even though they're building it to the higher standard, 138 kV, they couldn't just change the power from 46 to 138. It would actually require some physical changes to the poles. And I don't know the details exactly what that is, but kind of the point is they couldn't just flip a switch and change the amount of kV running through the lines.
So would they need to come back?
They would need to come back and get approval from the city for a change.
Would there be a visual impact of them going to 138?
So with this rebuild, so they go in and put in the new poles that could possibly carry 138 kV. My understanding from my discussions with them is there would be some physical changes required still. Mm-hmm. So the poles themselves would be there, but other things like insulators and I don't know all the terminology for every part would probably have to, there'd probably be some changes with those.
But probably not significant visual.
Yeah, probably not significant visual, no. Okay. It would be a minor change. So the length of the project overall is 9.24 miles. About 2.5 miles fall within Midway city limits. So currently all the poles are wood, and each of the wood poles will be replaced pole for pole, so same location, with steel switch structures, which will be fiberglass poles. So almost all of them will be steel, similar to what we've seen on 970 South, for instance, or as you cross over on Midway Lane to going over to Heber, you can see where the poles have been replaced, kind of where the high school is being built. So that's roughly what they'll look like. The diameter of the poles will remain the same, so we're not increasing in size for the poles, but the height will increase by an average of 10 feet. So kind of 8 to 12 feet is the difference per pole, but they are not getting any wider, so they'll remain the same width.
And is it possible that they could use fewer poles since they're steel?
So that is a good question. And when I've met with them, they've always said they're just going to replace the poles pole for pole. So we could ask them that question. It could require some more easements if they're putting poles in different spots from where they've been historically.
Mm.
So that's something we can look into.
Okay.
That hasn't been their proposal up to this point.
Okay.
So Rocky Mountain had a presentation maybe 3 months ago. My husband and I were actually the only ones that went because these poles go right close to our house. So I have a question about the diameter. So the diameter of the poles that are currently there are only about as big as a telephone pole.
Yeah.
But if you're saying it's the ones that are that go across Southfield, those are significantly bigger in diameter than what's currently there.
Yeah, they've been pretty clear the diameter is the same.
So
these poles must not be as wide as those ones.
Okay.
And maybe it'd be appropriate to continue this and have a representative of Rocky Mountain come and explain.
Yeah, we can go through the presentation.
Yeah, that's an option.
Good point.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Continue it. The applicant has stated the purpose of the project is twofold. First, to reduce the probability of utility-related wildfires, and second, to mitigate the damage to electric facilities because of wildfires. So mitigating fires altogether, but also, if there is a fire, being able to withstand that fire.
Michael, do you know if the only reason for that is wood will burn and metal is not going to burn? Is that?
I'm sorry. Can you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, what is the rationale for that last part there?
Bill, I don't know if your microphone's on.
Oh, there we go. What is the rationale for the last part? The last item there.
So the rationale. Really, Utah state code changed in the last recent years to require them to have mitigation plans for wildfire. And so they're looking at avoiding utility poles starting wildfire like we've seen in California, but also if there is a wildfire, them being able to withstand that wildfire and be able to
It's the material.
Right. So is it just the material, or is it that the lines will be higher up?
I think it's a bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're planning for future growth, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm sure that could be part of it too, but definitely what they've stated is, and then what our state has required is planning for wildfire.
Okay.
So the applicant is required to apply for a conditional use permit for two reasons. The first is the height of the poles will be taller than the existing poles, so in our code that kicks in the conditional use. And two, because the material of the proposed poles is different from the existing poles. We just have wood poles going through that area. And I have asked them, well, is there any way to do wood poles still? But with the requirements in a fire area, even if there's a fire with wood poles and the pole survives, it weakens the pole, and that becomes a problem. And so that's why they're not able to use wood poles. You know, in the center of the valley, some of the poles did end up being wood on the new transmission lines, but they're not in this urban interface area where there's wildfire potential. The proposed timeline for construction of the Judge transmission line rebuild will start during March of 2024 and be complete by October 2024. So that's their projected timeline. So they have time to go through the approval process is what it comes down to. So here's a copy of our zoning map. And lines run roughly in this area right here. So let's zoom in on that. So I've drawn in with that. Yeah, as you can see, here's the Midway substation, crosses over, comes up, and this red line is our city boundary. So it enters the city about right here, and this is kind of where the Kelsen subdivision is. It goes north, and the Lundin property that we talked about is not in the city limits. It actually crosses into county, then back into city. Crosses over the Swiss Oaks area, and then across the golf course. And you can see Turnberry just to the west. Crosses outside the city limits for just a little bit, the very first part of the golf course, and then crosses back in up to where the campground is, and you can see our city boundary. So about 2.5 miles fall within the city limits. And this is important regarding the issue of burying power lines. Really, the county doesn't have in their code the ability to require burial. Our code does. We have to pay the cost difference, which is another matter we'll have to talk about. But if they did bury in the city and then the poles were above ground outside the city limits, there would be what they call, what are those called, the dead end poles or drop poles. Yeah. And they're very large poles is the thing. Wherever you have power going underground,
or coming
up, substantial pole holding that up. And so it's kind of an interesting thing where it goes in and out of the county. If we ever were able to gather the money, most likely they'd end up burying in the county also, because it doesn't make sense to go up and down with the huge poles they have to put in for the drop ones. So this map shows specifically what areas are within the city limits. So these yellow areas, these spaces missing are in the county, and that shows the two combined. So the teal is in the county, yellow is in the city. So some discussion items. The code prefers that transmission lines follow historic routes, so they are following the historic route for the transmission line. Code also prefers shorter poles. Mm-hmm. So, and this comes with a bit of a, shorter poles are nice because they don't block views in some cases, but the shorter the poles, the more poles you have. And so it's kind of a two-edged sword. If you end up with taller poles, you end up with less poles. It's kind of the idea behind that. And so the code does prefer shorter poles, but sometimes it might be better to have taller poles to have less poles. So existing poles will be replaced, and new poles will be in the same location as current poles. So again, they're going to replace pole for pole. Poles will be the same diameter as the current poles, and poles on average will be about 10 feet taller.
So what's the height of the existing poles? So what does 10 feet mean?
Yeah, so they're about 45 feet tall, so it'll be about 55
feet
tall. Yeah. So these poles are shorter than what you'd see down on 970 South and Morse Lane. Those ended up being about 65 feet tall or taller, so that kind of give you an idea. And then poles will be cord and steel, so this is kind of the rust color that we see. The weather and blend, it should be with the surroundings. So it's kind of the best color. It's an opinion statement, but usually that rust color is the one that blends in with the natural environment the most, instead of having some type of galvanized steel, for instance. Some areas of the country, they paint them kind of a lighter gray color, but they stand out a lot in our environment.
So are there other options besides galvanized and this rust color?
So those are the two metal poles that I know of. You could paint just material-wise, are the two that I know about. There is the fiberglass poles that they have to use in certain situations, and some of these poles will be the fiberglass, but they'll look the same as the others, is my understanding.
They paint them to match?
The same.
And are they rust from the get-go, or does that occur over time as they weather?
So from the get-go, because the poles that they've installed here in town recently in the last couple of years have all started that way.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a conditional use permit. The city may impose any reasonable conditions to mitigate impacts of the poles. So that's the right that the city's got.